The nonprofit Village for Children and Families runs a juvenile review board for the city of Hartford. Twice a week, case managers join community volunteers and representatives from the court system and the Hartford Police, all members of the JRB. They meet in a big sunny room that's a lot more welcoming than a courtroom. There, they hear from a young person about the events leading up to an arrest, who was impacted, and then the JRB members offer ways the youth can positively move forward from the incident. Today, a 14-year-old girl named Precious is here with her mom. Precious was arrested at school after she and her sister fought with another girl. Her mother, Yara, agreed to let me sit in as long as I only used their first names. Village case manager Gloria Lewis speaks first.
You mentioned this couple of things that you like to do and that you were interested in. Would you share some of those things with the group?
I like singing and basketball.
The board then asks her mom, Yara, what's great about her daughter?
She's very outgoing. She's very active. She talks too much. She's very beautiful in and out.
Case managers at the Village first hear about kids like Precious from the Hartford Police Department. If a child is arrested on a minor offense, like fighting in school or shoplifting, and has no prior juvenile court involvement, the police department hands those summons over to the Village. It's up to the parents to decide if they want their child to go to the JRB or go to court. Yara, Precious's mother, says she decided to try the JRB because she didn't want her daughter's arrest to affect her future.
At first, I was just going to let them believe that they was going to go to court. I had them scared. When Ms. Greer called me, I was very excited. I was up for it because, you know, I knew that that wasn't going to follow them for the rest of their life. They had a second opportunity.
People who work in the juvenile justice system say it's important to give adolescents that second chance. Mark Anthony Wilson Jr. is a juvenile probation officer with the State Judicial Branch's Court Support Services Division. He says how a young person views him or herself impacts their future behavior.
A lot of kids continue crimes because they think that their life is over because they've been involved with the police, so they continue to do delinquent acts because they think it doesn't mean anything anymore. They already have a record.
He's also a member of the Hartford JRB. He says the program gives kids the chance to learn from their mistakes and gives them tools to make better choices in the future. JRBs do that by connecting the youth and their families to support programs in the community. There's a benefit to the court system, too. Francis Carino is a supervisory assistant state's attorney and was Connecticut's first juvenile prosecutor. He says not every kid needs to go to court.
We use the courts for serious cases, and we use the courts for cases where there's some legal issues that need to be resolved by a judge, need to be argued by lawyers, but many cases can be handled instead of going to court by bringing them to a diversion program such as a juvenile review board.
After hearing from the youth and his or her parent, JRBs will offer recommendations. At the Hartford meeting, members tell Precious to write an apology to her school principal. They also give her mother information on youth programs in their neighborhood. Precious looks relieved after she leaves the meeting. The 14-year-old grins when asked if she learned something.
They taught me like a lesson, like not to fight anymore. And they showed me like what can happen to me in the long run. Yeah. Like I thought about it, and I'm not gonna fight no more, cause like now I can see what could happen.
Her mother Yara reminds her what would happen if there's a next time.
Mm-hmm. Next time is court. The judge gonna see them, and they're not gonna be as nice as her and Miss Gloria and that panel in there.
Since 2009, of the more than 1,000 youth who went through the Hartford JRB and were referred to case management, 77% of them successfully completed the program. Last year alone, 98% of kids who went through the Hartford JRB were not rearrested. This matters because if they're successful with the program, the arrest is wiped from their record. More youth in Connecticut could be referred to juvenile review boards in the future under a proposed juvenile justice bill before the General Assembly. However, supporters caution this would only work if the state allocates more resources to make that happen. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.